strengthen your walk with Christ. I'm Kathleen. Today we're going to wrap up our talk on the evidences for the validity of the scriptures. Let's see what you remember. F is for fulfilled prophecy. Only God knows future events with certainty. No being but God or someone informed by him can utter a real prophecy. There are hundreds of fulfilled prophecies in the scriptures which attest to its divine origin. Christ fulfilled more than 300 in his first coming alone. The odds are ginormous. A is for archaeology. The Bible accurately reveals historical people, events, and places confirmed by unearthed evidences that prove the stories are true. S is for supernatural unity. 66 books written by 40-plus authors over 1,500 plus years, written on three different continents in three languages. The Bible addresses numerous controversial subjects such as life, death, God, marriage, worship, truth, eternity, and yet it is in perfect harmony from cover to cover, entirely consistent within itself, which proves it is supernatural origin. T. Testimony of Christ. Jesus Christ not only believed the Bible, he lived his life by it and went to the cross in obedience to it as a perfect expression of his Father's will. He claimed the purpose for all he did on this earth was to fulfill the scriptures. Christ quoted Old Testament scripture repeatedly, including accounts of dozens of miracles, people, and historical events. P is for prolific publication. The Bible is the best loved and most hated, most published, and best-selling book of all time, printed in almost every language. U is for unique message. Unlike all of other religious documents, the Bible is clear that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, period, plus nothing. There is nothing we can do to deserve salvation. The only requirement to spend eternity in heaven with our Savior is placing our faith or trust in the finished work of Christ on the cross, period. P is for preservation of the scriptures. The indestructibility of the Bible is proof that its author is divine. Satan and many a man have attempted to eradicate the Bible from society, but God prevails. P is for power to change lives. Jesus said to those who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." John 8:30-31. There are countless stories of people whose lives have drastically changed after they were introduced to the truths of the Bible. Lost, broken, addictions, failed relationships, anger, despair, find hope, healing, a meaning and purpose to life. You can probably think of people you know that have experienced such a transformation, an incredible thankfulness for being set free from the bondage of sin and death. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. The Bible has often been called God's little instruction book. He is the one who created all and knows how it works together well. The law of the Lord is perfect and preserves one's life. The rules set down by the Lord are reliable and impart wisdom to the untrained. The Lord's precepts are fair and make one happy. The Lord's commands are pure and give moral insight. The commands to fear the Lord are right and permanent. Psalm 19:7-9. The form of government the founding fathers created for the United States was based on biblical principles. It has created a culture that has worked like no other in the history of man. Even though there are those who are trying to destroy it, the remnants of the Christian culture create an environment that people are risking their lives to get to. Some may say, no, that's because the U.S. is prosperous. But why is it so prosperous compared to any other in the world? Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of England, quoted, "I sometimes think it's a good rule of thumb to ask of a country, are people trying to get into it or out of it?" The Apostle Paul in the Bible is a great example of the power of a changed life. He went from persecuting Christians to sacrificing his life to save those very Christians he first tried to kill. His life radically changed, but it was through his changed life that we all could see the power and reality of Christ in him. It was Paul's radically changed life that drew others to Christ. And the same can be said for you. Why? The last letter of Fast Puppy. Your own story. Share it. What your life was like before Christ. How you came to place your trust in him for salvation. The impact of the Word of God in your life. How have you tested him and prayed to him and the results? Be honest. People are watching us and want to know why we as Christians are different. What better privilege, aside from spending eternity with the Creator, than to help lead another to Christ? It is said that when we die, there are only two things we take out of this world: people and the Word of God. There are no U-Hauls behind the hearses. So, everything we've looked at with our little Fast Puppy makes it pretty clear that no human could have accomplished what God has. His infinite wisdom and care to make his word known, despite opposition, continues and does not fall short of miraculous. You can trust your Bible. Now we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to leave you with a song by Jeremy Rosato that demonstrates that power and victory that God wants us all to experience and share. Listen closely to the words. Come and see.
I've seen the lowest low you could imagine. I've walked through things that you